First of all, thank you all for coming. There's an old saying I like to use, and that is, if you want to make God laugh, tell him your plans. It was not too long ago I planned to sit tight in the political arena, and I was just going around, spending my time around the state, meeting old friends, making new friends, and helping my veterans, both young and old. I think it was about that time that the good Lord decided to have a laugh, and he said, this is not what's in your heart. The unprecedented events that are happening in Jefferson City right now have created an opportunity for me to serve my fellow Missourians more than ever before than any other time. My life has been dedicated to service to my God, my country, my family, my comrade-in-arms, and my state. That is why today I am officially announcing my intention to run for the office of Lieutenant Governor for the great state of Missouri. The role of Lieutenant Governor is like no other in the state. Some of the most important duties are also some of my most passionate interests. Being a leader on veterans' issues and being a lead advocate for senior citizens, and working for Missourians as a guide to help them find state services that will make their family lives better. I can stand before you and say I am the most qualified in the state to take on these and all the responsibilities of the Office of Lieutenant Governor. Senior citizens, as medicine improves and technology improves, they need an advocate, because they're going to live longer. I served 2 years on the tourism committee, my first 2 years as a legislature here. I understand that industry and the need for someone to make it grow, Branson, St. Louis, Kansas City, and across our state. It is extremely important. One of my goals will be to continue to work the Missouri Military Family Relief Fund. I sponsored that bill when I was here, and with the help of Lieutenant Governor Peter Kinder, we pushed it through the legislature. It is helping those families without the use of tax dollars, and that's just the beginning. More veterans are returning from combat than I have seen since I was in Vietnam. They need our help more than ever. They need the strongest possible voice working for them, and I will use the office to work for the veterans, the seniors, and tourism, and all the other committees. Now I ask my fellow Missourians and the blessing of the good Lord as I begin this new mission to serve, and I thank you for coming. Do you have any questions? The chain of events that led to that, Steve, was I was in Kansas City giving a speech, a luncheon speech. And as I was driving back, a good friend of mine's father had passed away. It was the executive director of the Veterans Affairs, Al Dooley. And I felt it to come by, and it was Tuesday, to pay my respects to Hal and his family. And when I was at the funeral home, someone pulled me aside, my phone began to buzz, and they said the events that took place Tuesday afternoon had taken. I came over here and I watched what was unfolding. I decided to take the approach at that point. Most people were ready, aim, shoot. And I decided to just, I've been in anxiety positions as a test pilot and as a combat aviator. Let's just step back, take a think. What's going on? Some of you spoke to me about it that day, and I said, I'm just reserving judgment. It was late that same evening I was driving home, and I received a call from Peter Kinder. And he said, Jack, I am running for governor. If you'd like to run for the lieutenant governor's position, go for it. It's all yours. I took that information, and I went home, and I talked to my wife. I talked to some people I deeply respect, and I made calls all around the state. I don't make decisions based on emotions. I've got to have some other opinions and some data. The following day, with all that information collected, I decided that probably with the best fit and my passions to help these organizations I've mentioned was to run for the office of Lieutenant Governor of this state. And that's how it came about. Phil, yes. No. No, I will not. I've made this commitment. He spoke to me. He gave me his word. If he changes his mind, I can't help that. I'm in. I have not asked for endorsements, and I'll tell you why. I didn't think it was fair to go to people and ask for endorsements until I officially announced. That's a great question. And what I learned from that campaign is, first of all, the party and I are going to have to try and not have a bitter primary. That's why I want people to know I'm running, and people all around the state to know that I'm running. And what I'm going to do this time is put my A game in place and start and not make the mistakes we made before, like not getting started soon enough, that sort of thing. And also hope the party will help me not have a primary, because it was that bitter primary that cost us to have Susan Monte become the auditor, I think. Well, yes, I think it is a concern, and we've hit the ground running. We've been making calls, and I've assembled my staff already back. We've contacted the points of contact around the state. I think the one thing that my organization did over this year was we stayed in touch. People kept asking, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? And this is what we're going to do. And they're mobilized as we speak. Yet. Well, I think the bad news is we only have 300 days left in the campaign. The good news is we only have 300 days left in the campaign. When someone starts 2 years in advance, they have a leg up. But if you stop and think about it, I was going around this state in 2004 and have been going around this state since, even up to last year. So, yes, we're behind on things like, are you going to order yard signs and that sort of thing. But emails have went out all across the state from my veterans, from small business people, from the Missouri Pilots Association, that I'm running. So it's out there. Do we play catch-up? There are some areas we play catch-up. On the other hand, you just take it and run with it. Well, yes, as some of you may know, I was encouraged for over a year to run for governor. I ran a poll, and I was close, and I met with the governor, Blunt, at the time, and I agreed not to run against him because I didn't want to split the party. When I went home and looked at this, and I thought, why would they want me, and there are others out there, and when this position came open, it fits me now. There's nothing that this job as lieutenant governor has that I haven't done in my life. And so I thought, this is good. And there are others who will run for governor who are just as qualified, and maybe even more qualified. Yes? Well, one thing, I've been chairman of several committees in the House. I was chairman of a joint committee on Homeland Security, had senators this, that, and the other. And perhaps a little known fact for many of you is there's an organization out there called the National Association of Parliamentarians, and I'm a member of that. And to become a member of that, you must study Robert's Rules of Order. You take a written and an oral exam, and you move up. I have the credentials to be a parliamentarian for the United States Congress, if you wanted to. So you know the rules and regulations. I also would like to give the senators some credit. Most of them, I qualify that, are adults and understand the process and probably don't need continued leadership. But it won't take long to learn the rules of the Senate and run that organization. Because you can work with those people. They know what they want to do. No, I have not. I don't know. I hope. I don't know. I don't need a primary, and I hope it doesn't come to that. Yes. Steve, it is a big hurdle to overcome. But I made calls last night, and we've raised money even in the last 2 days, a significant amount. The committee will officially be filed Monday, and it will be called Jack Jackson for Lieutenant Governor. I think that's the 25th of February, somewhere in there, the first day to file for the race. I don't think we run as a team, but we run as Republicans. And I'm going to stand on my merits and my credentials, my character, and my integrity. Whoever the candidate would be for the Republicans for governor, and I understand there's just the names just abound. Whoever they choose, I will support. And I would hope that this individual would support me. But at the end of the day, the lieutenant governor's position is an independent position, and I will run on my merits and my credentials for that position. The answer to that bill is yes. I think an internal Republican primary would hurt. And I think that serves well for the Democrats. Anytime you have, if you can avoid a primary, you're much better off. Yes, sir. Well, I've contacted the party, I've talked to the leaders, and I've told them I'm running. And I also mentioned that I would appreciate whatever influence they could have, that we don't have a primary and a bitter fight and lose it just because of the internal jockeying, if you will, for position. No, I don't. And if I thought it was self-serving, I wouldn't have asked him to do that because I think I'm the best person for the job. Well, the good thing is you hit the streets running and you just have that surge operations, if you will, that push. Whereas if you, and it takes all your adrenaline, but you reach, it's a sprint rather than a marathon. And I think the good thing is we start now, we hit the street running, we give it 110%, and you're there. If you had to do that for 2 years, you couldn't do it. At this point, I think I'll have a sprint. You know, I think I would answer that question was when I was a test pilot, my short-term goal was a paycheck Friday, and my long-term goal was a paycheck the next Friday. And let's focus on the lieutenant governor's race, and we'll see where that goes. Because, my friend, Monday, I wasn't going anywhere in politics, and it looked like it was 0-12. Tuesday night, I've been blessed with an opportunity by the good Lord to run for lieutenant governor. So, Who knows what the future will hold? I would have to say I believe it's Kit Bond. I think that he's our senior senator. He has been in this business. He understands it. And I think the senator is, now that the governor has stepped down, is now the leader. Yeah, I have talked to Senator Bond. I've talked to a lot of people, Phil. I really have. Other questions? I'd like to wrap it up by saying thank you for coming. And I'll ask you guys for your vote. And, oh, by the way, you've all been very kind to me over the years, and I appreciate that. Thank you very much.